Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Welcome back, advocates, to another episode of the Pitbull Advocate. It is January 13th, Sunday. And welcome back to the show. Happy New Year to Diane Lynn, the hardest working person in social media, co-hosting the Pitbull Advocate from over there on the right side. How you doing, Diane?
I'm great. Having a pretty good New Year's start here, yep.
Yeah, hey, are you getting any snow out in your direction there? Let's talk about the weather.
Yeah,
it's the weather report
a,
here at the Pitbull Advocate.
You don't want to come around here and visit me right now, let me tell you. We've got a lot of snow, but like maybe 2 inches of snow, but it's only 11 degrees.
Yeah, well, you can keep it. You can keep it. We'll wait to head out your way on the tour this time there until the summertime there at the very least.
In the summer, yeah.
Yeah. We got a little bit overnight. I felt like we kind of got gypped out here. I was thinking, I'm going to let the dogs out. We're going to go play in the snow. And it's just like I look outside and go, man, that's all we got. That's it. All right, dogs. Back inside. Hey, advocates. We were supposed to, we're waiting on you, Joe, buddy. Hope you show up tonight. Joe Frazier, Love a Pit Rescue. We're thinking about you and Tam and everybody out there at Love a Pit Rescue. So I hope you make your way into the studio here soon, because it ain't the same without you, brother. Tonight we're waiting on Bridget Corbin. And advocates, if you recall, we had Bridget on. Her dog had been, long story short, a friend had gone by to retrieve something from Bridget's home, and her dog Spade. Is that his name, Diane? Am I correct? Was that Spade?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Spade did absolutely nothing wrong. He wasn't terrorizing the neighborhood. He wasn't, didn't bite anybody. He didn't threaten anybody. And so he was basically, incarcerated for this.
Yes,
and,
he was.
And we're hoping Bridget comes back, because I think, you know, we've got some updates on this. And, and these things, they can get very, very costly. Even if your dog has done no wrong, you have no recourse other than to, defend your dog and do what you have to do.
Once they put them in doggy jail, you have to pay for each day.
Yeah, it costs you a lot of money. Yeah, and a lot goes with that, you guys. I mean, Diane, I don't know if you know or anybody else who has had a dog. I had a roommate that had left the screen door unlatched, and my big guy at the time, Pope, who was epileptic, had wandered off. And it was about 20-30 minutes that he was gone when we finally found him a few blocks away. Just that in itself is a traumatizing feeling. You're helpless. You just all of a sudden, you're just so overwhelmed. And anyone who's gone through that, I mean, it just, you know that feeling. It's just like the dread. It's like, you can't breathe, you know. And,
all right.
Until, you know, and then to find out that, okay, you find, you know, your dog has been picked up by animal control, and maybe you're thinking, great, I'm going to go down and pick him up. I got to suck it up. I'm going to pay the fines and the fees.
Mm-hmm.
And then to find out you cannot bring him home.
Yep.
It's, I just can't. I just cannot, you know, imagine what that's like. So, you know, Bridget, I really hope you make it in tonight. Everything's okay with you all out there your way. But that's just not an easy thing. I wouldn't, Diane, have you ever had a any of your pups kind of wander off and go missing for a period of time?
Yeah, I have one. She's definitely a free spirit. She will take off in an instant, and she'll be gone down the road. But she doesn't bother anybody. She does some sniffing down the road and up the road, and then eventually she'll come back home.
Yeah. Go out and do a little exploring in the area.
Yeah. My only worry is she's going to get hit by a car, so I go out there like an idiot. I'm walking up and down the road telling these cars, slow down, slow down.
Yeah. We've actually gotten some nice privacy fencing up here at the Bully Dog Studios here, where we're broadcasting the Pit Bull Advocate from here. And, you know, we're working on just, you know, some secure areas for the dogs. And, but you know, we're in a very rural area, and we just have this thing. It's our routine is to where they're never left unsupervised.
Right. Yeah.
Granted, we with our fencing, you know, it's not 100%. But we kind of keep them to a certain area, and I just can't imagine. Any one of them getting, you know, getting out of here, you know, in this area, because even rural, you know, people can travel at high rates of speed. There are, you know, people that are even willing, you know, where we are, people will shoot a dog if they come on your property.
Yeah.
Maybe they have livestock or, you know, chickens and geese and that sort of thing. It's just the nature of, you know, protecting one's.
I plan on getting one of those invisible fences put in the spring. Mm-hmm. The only thing is, what I want to do is put it in my front area and along the road so they can't go up on the road. But I have 5 acres, so they still have access to go down there, but there's nothing down there but a creek and some woods. So
yeah.
They want to run down there.
Yeah, country living, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
That's right. Yeah, we've got a nice spot out here. Plenty of room for the dogs to run around. We're taking them down to the bottom acre and run them around a little bit. But we got to take care of them. We're going to make sure that they're going to be with us, you know, and always looking out for them, you know.
Definitely.
So, hey. Diane, you, advocates, you guys are going to love the show, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. This is an individual that I've been trying to get on this show for a long, long time, and I obviously have been going through the wrong channels, and somehow Diane Lynn, you know, booking agent, producer extraordinaire, managed to get a hold of this cat. You know, and that's coming up here February. I guess we're looking at running this show. So, to me, this is a big deal. It is a huge deal because I am a fan of this guy. I'm a fan, and I'm going to tell you, it's sports related, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a fan of this guy, it just when I found and kind of like when you found out who he was, and this is kind of the same where I found out what he does along with his wife. Goddamn advocates, you're going to love this show. So,
yeah, I actually
tuned.
Felt kind
this
of stupid whenever I actually got a hold of him and he agreed, mm-hmm. you know, to do the show. And him and his wife are both going to be on. And then I realized who he was, and I had to confess to his wife. I said, to be honest, I didn't even know who he was. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, that's great because, you know, this is the kind of people that we really do need to focus on. A lot
yeah.
of people say, celebrities and blah-de-blah-de-blah. It's like, I know where you're coming from, but when you're have the ability to invest yourself and your, you know, the monetary gains that you had made from being in sports or whatever to a great cause, then it deserves recognition because it shows
yeah.
that, you know, he's a lot like us and, you know, he's doing things that we really, you know, a lot of us really would like to think, man, if I could do that, if I could have a foundation, if I could save
yeah.
all these dogs and these animals or whatever it is that you want to put your time and energy and your status behind,
yeah.
you know, because people pay attention to you and you go.
They're both down to earth. I mean, they are just normal people, just like you and me. I mean, they're just down to earth and,
yeah.
you know, they're
yeah.
doing it story day.
Hey, right. Hey, Avix, don't leave this to us. 929-477-2860 929-477-2860 Give us a call. Join in the conversation here. We had Bridget Corbin scheduled tonight and not sure what's up with that, but you know, we're just gonna go with the show and talk about things. We've had a great last season. This is our second episode of 2019, and we got some really good stuff coming up this year, Abigail, and we really
yeah.
hope that you are coming
I'm
around
going
and being a part.
To,
we
I'm
got,
going oh. down a different kind of route with a few people. For example, this one guy, I want to have this one guy on. He's a vet of it, and he had PTSD. He passed out, and then he had a pit bull. And when he passed out, the pit bull reached into his coat pocket, pulled out his cell phone, and paw dialed 911 for him.
Say what?
That is amazing.
I don't know how that happens, but I definitely do. I am very curious as to how that happens.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting show.
Yeah. You know, dogs, I don't think we give them enough credit. You know, Joe with Dosha, rest her. For her to hit on his... hey, you haven't taken your medication, you know, and these
mm-hmm.
things, it's like, you know, some people might go, dog went out and dialed 911. It's like, I don't know
yeah.
if the dog dialed 911 or not, but apparently some
yeah.
way, somehow, you know,
there was only
this
him
happened,
and
you know,
him and his dog and he was unconscious. Yeah. What's possible I'm thinking is, maybe he had a special cell phone, big buttons or something,
yeah.
you know, and the dog
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
actually had, was trained to do that.
Yeah. You know, there are the, you know, these alerts that a lot of seniors carry, and I would
mm-hmm.
imagine people with a disability might carry that they can hit that. And if this dog triggers that, then, you know, that dog's
yep.
a keeper. You know,
yeah.
by all means.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just amazing what they do for us, you know. You know, goes without saying, I'm a pit bull guy, you know, and we're sitting here watching movies tonight, and I look over and Shavaya, who is, he's a big guy.
Oh boy.
He's a big guy. And he somehow managed his way up into Dog Mother's lap, and you know, she's in the recliner. He's just got himself up there, and it's just like, you know, and I've got Miley, you know, skinny Minnie.
Yeah.
She just liked the dog mother here. We were alone, but, and we got ourselves crammed into the other section over there, you know, and you know, Lalo, he's kind of off on his own. You know, I'm just gonna go lay on my bed over here, you know. But now
he ain't gonna do his own thing.
The other two are there. They're in their beds. And they got their thing going, and Lalo's all laid out across Dog Mother there, and they got their thing going on. So, you know, I'm a pit bull guy. I'm bias advocates, you know, and it's like, you know,
yeah.
I imagine y'all are too in some way, you know.
Yep.
But and that's why we do this show, and it's always been about the dogs. It's always been about the pit bulls, you know, and the people that are out there, you know, walking the walk, you know, and people like Bridget who have gone through this, who have felt this discrimination, and
mm-hmm.
we need to tell their
yeah.
stories. And if these
yeah.
stories and these guests and the people that we have on can make a difference in something that somebody else may have to go through in the future, we're doing our job here, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it's always been about the dogs, you know. We're looking really, I mean, we're talking about guests we got coming back on, Dahlia Kanes. We look to have her back
yeah.
on really soon.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Colton back. We want Jeff
yeah.
back. And of course, Mary Quinn, with All Aboard Animal
yeah.
Rescue. She's been burned out of her rescue. She's been flooded out of her rescues. And,
oh my.
You know, tenacity is really what keeps her going. She's, you know, she's
wow.
gone through cancer battles, and nothing has stopped her
yeah.
from doing the things that she
that's
loves
amazing.
To do. She's up in, I believe she's in Lake County, California now, and I knew her when I was in Sonoma County. We worked a lot together, and I have Miley, a dog that we worked with. Previously, she was foster with me, then she was foster with Mary, and now
mm-hmm.
she's back here with us. We just, you know,
yeah.
it's just like, you know, I think it's time that, you know, my, you know, it was just, it was great. I mean, there are so many people out there, you know, Bad
yeah.
Rap has done, you know, I don't think we've had Bad Rap on, they were,
I don't
I
have
mean,
them
they were
on the
really,
list, I
think,
can look. I'll look them up.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Tim Racer. Diane, I mean, we got 11 minutes left, so, you know, fuck it. Let's keep rolling. Have you seen
yeah.
his have you seen his wood carvings?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, my gosh. Diane,
nice.
You have to look him up. You
oh,
have
wow.
to look him up.
Oh, well.
My, I want you to do it now. God, I hope, yes. Oh my gosh. I want you to look him up now, and all you got to do is click, type in Tim Racer, and then you click on images, and that's going to show you exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Master wood carver, pit bull advocate. My dream was to have a wood carving of my late girl Bean done by
mm-hmm.
him, and I mean it's just that. I mean to that's just part of the big picture going on there. They do,
mm-hmm.
You know, they do the rescue, they do the advocacy, dog training, You know, it's you know, any dog that any of the, you know, the dogs they adopt out go through these training courses, and
mm-hmm.
they're just like, you know, that definitely got to get them on because they do
okay.
a lot up there, and I believe they got a few of the could be wrong, a couple of the Vic dogs would definitely if you can get any.
Oh.
And any info on that, but I believe they did. I believe they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
But they're doing a lot of great work up there in the San Francisco Bay Area in California with the with the pit bulls and the pit bull type dogs. So definitely, yeah, got to get them on for sure.
I want to take a minute here and remind our listeners. I started a fundraiser for the Love a Pit Rescue.
Yeah, and how do we get to that?
It's on. I have it on. It's on our page. I'll send you the link in private.
Yeah.
We've got. I made it a $2,000 goal. And it's going to go until the last day in February. And we're up to $81. And also telling people that, you know, they could also use dog food, paper towels, blankets, of that stuff. I made sure they had the addresses.
Anything like that, the food, the bedding, you know, even the monetary donations are great to cover vet bills
mm-hmm.
and
right.
stuff like that. I mean, and if people have the ability to send in, you know, food, maybe vitamin
mm-hmm.
supplements, bedding crates, you got any chain link, you know, kennels, anything like that around, allows
mm-hmm.
them, you know. More the ability to pay off some of these veterinary bills because they do get costly.
Yeah.
That's
well, I'm going to send them
awesome.
A basket with some blankets, toys, treats, paper towels, and one of my other admins is going to send a bunch of blankets in.
That's awesome. And that's how we get it done. Really,
yeah.
That's how we get it done. A lot of networking, you know, social media has its benefits, you know.
Yeah.
I think it really can work for us, and it has,
mm-hmm.
and it has. I can attest to that, you know, putting things out there. You know, we've, you know, in my area, you know, when I was in California, posted a few things. We've gotten dogs home. One took 2 weeks, and the other one was less than 24 hours when the dog was home.
Wow.
By a
awesome.
By a simple posting on Facebook, you know,
mm-hmm.
hey, that's,
yeah.
I think that's my mom's neighbor's dog, you know, and
mm-hmm.
then they post a picture, I'm all, have him call me, you know, call me up, I know where his dog
yeah.
is, you know.
It's
so,
great.
You know, it can work. It could work in our favor, and I, you know, we've got a lot of the advocacy groups out there, and the transportation groups, and you know, working out, you know, means of getting a dog from one place to another, and you know,
yeah,
finding homes and networking
yeah.
and lost dogs. So it can work for us, you know, it definitely can, and you know, if we can use it, then by all means. You know, let's just, you know, keep doing what we're doing, you know?
Yes, exactly. Word of mouth.
Yeah, Joe, Joe, we miss you. Where are you at, Joe? I know you're a busy guy out there at Lower Pit. He's got a lot going on out there, you know, but really looking forward to, you know, another season of the Pit Bull Advocate 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's make some positive changes, advocates. Get out there. you know, let your voice
be
heard.
We're going to do a lot of positive pit bull stories that reflect on how amazing, you know, they can be and the things that they can do for us.
Yep. And we invite you to share those stories with us, too, you know, because we know what these dogs are capable of. And there are things happening in the political realm. There are things, you know, in the positive, you know, where breed bans are being. People are realizing this just isn't the answer. And these things are going away.
There's been a few places where the pit bull bans have been lifted. A couple in Ohio. So.
Yeah.
Positive.
And we're looking to see. And we're looking to see Denver and Miami-Dade counties lift their bans.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if Dahlia Kane's and the Miami Coalition Against Breed-Specific Legislation can get Miami-Dade counties to lift a ban on pit bulls for one day so people can gather to prove to people what great dogs these are, and that we're not a bunch of thugs and macho mystic, you know, whatever, you know, and put these dogs out there and go, this, you know, this is us.
Mm-hmm.
This is us. If you can do it for a day, Miami-Dade, I believe for the period of time that they've been doing this, these pitniks, they prove their point. And it's time to lift the ban in Miami-Dade. And Denver, get your shit together, because I know you got people out there fighting. And let's lift these bans in 2019. Man, I would just to see one, you know, of
those.
You
know,
the
longest
sad standing
thing is so many of them that are still on the books, the laws and everything, they're so old and outdated. And you almost have to make your legislators and people look at that and say, hey, look at the date on that, you know, and bring that to their attention.
Yeah. 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 And not, I would imagine probably not many, if any, are any of the ones that had anything to do with sponsoring that bill. So, hey, advocates, all positive things. 2019. Let's get it done. Pitbull Advocate.
Yep.
Diane, hey, thank you so much for being here. Bridget,
thank
miss
you.
Joe, we miss you. And to all you advocates out there, you know, never give in, never give up. Just keep at it. And we're going to see you next week.
I would be.